This is 89.1 WEMU, and that's your cue. It's time to talk all things movies. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. As always, my partner is here, and that is Nick Alderink from Marquee Arts. And Nick, always good to see you. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here, as always.
Now, there is a lot of buzz around town, around the Michigan Theater, and around the country about the upcoming Academy Awards. You got a pool going at the Michigan Theater?
We don't have a pool, but we all have our individual ballots, and we all talk about it a lot. But there's no money down on the table yet.
A lot of the conversation is the bigger categories about who's going to win best actor in a supporting role, and so forth.
Yeah.
What's the list, and what do you think?
So, in the Best Picture category, you've got Begonia, F1, Frankenstein, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, Sentimental Value, Sinners, The Secret Agent, and Train Dreams. But the conversation really is down between two films. That is Sinners, which picked up a record 16 nominations, more than any film in Academy Awards history.
Which is impressive.
Yeah, and that's terrific, and that's and then we've got One Battle After Another with 13 nominations, and the two stand as competing front runners for Best Picture, and for two completely different movies, especially Sinners, it being a horror film, which really only has horror films have only won Best Picture at least like two times, arguably. You have Silence of the Lambs and The Shape of Water, yeah, it's. I think Sinners stands as, you know, a film of the next generation of Hollywood, and though Paul Thomas Anderson isn't, maybe he's not old per se, but he definitely stands as a Hollywood of the last 20 years
right.
or so. So right. It really kind of is between the future and the past and certain aspects.
Well, the stars of those particular films, Leonardo DiCaprio and Michael B. Johnson.
Michael B. Jordan, yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine getting that name.
Yeah.
They both did spectacular work, I think, but it's going to be interesting to see how it comes out. The fact that Michael B. Jordan played two characters and so effectively may be in his favor.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And then Leonardo DiCaprio, a much more established, in the same argument, much more established actor. So it's going to be really fascinating to see how
a little bit unhinged.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He was a little bit funnier in that role
exactly,
as well. He doesn't really get to play that type of character as much.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. Well, and when are the awards?
The Academy Awards are this Sunday, March 15th at 7 o'clock. And if you want to see the drama unfold with us at the theater, we have an Oscar watch party this Sunday at 7 o'clock at the State. All tickets are $10, and attendees will receive a small popcorn and a nomination ballot.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
A kind of way to participate in a non-participatory manner.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always fun. Mm-hmm. Well, now, typically, when you're home, do you watch the Academy Awards? Because viewership over the years has kind of started to go down a bit.
Yeah, and it's either next year or in 2 years. It's going to go to YouTube, so that we only have
really?
We only have a couple more Academy Awards left on broadcast television, and that's going to be to YouTube TV. And I love watching the Academy Awards. I don't necessarily put a ton of weight on their importance, but it's fun. It's fun to watch.
Well, moving to YouTube, tell me I'm getting old without telling me I'm getting old.
Sorry, David.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. It's Cinema Chat with Nick Alderink. And beyond the Academy Awards, there are plenty of films that are coming out and are available to the public as well.
Yeah, Undertone is opening this Friday at the State. They call this the scariest movie you will ever hear. And it's about the host of a popular paranormal podcast becomes haunted by terrifying recordings mysteriously sent her way.
Hmm. Interesting concepts.
Yeah, so it's a very audio sensory type of film. So this is definitely one you want to watch in the theater with the professional sound equipment rather than waiting to see this one at home.
And opening at the multiplexes is a movie called Reminders of Him.
Yes, and this is about after prison, a woman attempts to reconnect with her young daughter but faces resistance from everyone except a bar owner with ties to her child. As they grow closer, she must confront her past mistakes to build a hopeful future. And And this is from director Vanessa Caswell and starring Micah Monroe, known for Long Legs and It Follows, and Bradley Whitford, known for Get Out and the West Wing.
West Wing, one of my favorite TV shows of all time. That's the president I want.
Yeah.
You mentioned that this is directed by Vanessa Caswell, mm-hmm. and obviously putting forth some very good work. But the Michigan Theater and Marquee Arts has decided to, in this Women's History Month, feature films by women about women.
Yeah, and we're running through a lot of different genres and styles with this this series that's scattered throughout the month. And we have Lady Bird coming up tonight, March 12th at 8 o'clock. This is a film from 2017 about a fiercely independent teenager who tries to make her own way in the world while wanting to get out of her hometown of Sacramento, California, and to get away from her complicated mother and recently unemployed father. And this is from writer-director Greta Gerwig. This
is brilliant.
This is her directorial debut. And then stars Saoirse Ronan, Lucas Hedges, Laurie Metcalf, Beanie Feldstein, Tracy Letts, and Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah. That was a good one back mm-hmm. in the day. And will be just as good this time around. Mm-hmm. And this Saturday, there's another one in the series.
Yeah, Vagabond. And this is one from 1985. That'll be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Michigan. This is from writer-director Agnès Varda, one of the great art house French film directors. This is about Mona Bergeron, who is the film opens with her dead, her frozen body found in a ditch in the French countryside. And from this, the film flashes back to the weeks leading up to her death. And through these flashbacks, Mona gradually declines as she travels from place to place, taking odd jobs and staying with whomever will offer her a place to sleep. And then Mona is fiercely independent, craving freedom over comfort. But in this desire to be free will eventually lead to her demise.
You know, not only did I somehow miss it, that doesn't even sound vaguely familiar, but it sounds like a really good film.
Oh, yeah. Agnès Varda is truly one of the great filmmakers, and especially in French cinema.
And taking it to the extreme other,
yeah.
We have the Dude Review presenting a film.
Yeah, they'll be presenting The Big Lebowski. That'll be tomorrow, Friday at 7 o'clock. And this one is sold out, but you know, look out for this one when they come back. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Dude Review present a theatrical experience built around the music of the Coen Brothers.
So 1998. It's not actually the film. This is something.
Well, it is the film, but they'll be playing music and commenting on the film as it plays,
nice.
And they all come as in character.
Nice.
So it's a lot of fun.
Well, I'm kind of really curious to find out what a Dude Review is.
Yeah. Check it out next time they come around.
Exactly right. That sounds kind of fun to me. And then one of the nominated Academy Award films will be available on a special screening as well.
Yeah, we'll be bringing Sinners back. That'll be tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and then again on Saturday at 3:45. Trying to leave the troubled lives behind, twin brothers return to their hometown to start again, only to discover that an every even greater evil is waiting to welcome them back. And Ryan Coogler wrote and directed this and won, as I said, 16 Academy Award nominations, including Best Director, Adapted Screenplay, and 3 acting nominations for Michael B. Jordan, Delroy Lindo, and Wunmi Mosaku.
You know, I don't know that I've ever seen Delroy Lindo in a starring role, but mm-hmm. every movie he's in, he's typically my favorite guy.
Yeah, he's one of those actors that
he's so good in everything.
Yeah, whether or not you knew his name before Sinners, you have seen him in so many great films, and he's such a memorable person.
He stole Cider House.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, great film. Great film. And One Battle After Another, the Leo DiCaprio nominated film.
Yep, that'll be Saturday at 7 o'clock when their evil enemy resurfaces after 16 years. A group of ex-revolutionaries reunite to rescue one of their own's daughter. Paul Thomas Anderson wrote and directed this one, as I mentioned. 13 Academy Award nominations, including Best Picture, Adapted Screenplay, and 4 acting nods for this one. Leo DiCaprio, Tiana Taylor, Benicio Del Toro, and Sean Penn.
And then a little bit of an older film, not much older, but a movie called Kneecap.
Yeah, this came out in 2024, and we'll be playing this one on Tuesday, March 17th at 7 o'clock, which is St. Patrick's Day. And this is a film from Northern Ireland when fate brings Belfast teacher JJ into the orbit of self-confessed low-life scum. Nirsha and Liam, the needle drops on a hip-hop act like no other. Rapping in their native Irish, they lead a movement to save their mother tongue.
Huh. Fascinating.
And, yeah. And so, yeah, it's
timely as well on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. And this one is a bit raunchy. It's a lot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But it's sex, drug, and hip hop, I guess. But it's a whole lot of fun.
Great movie, but not for the kids.
Yeah, that's right.
And great Japanese film coming as well, The Legend of the Stardust Brothers.
Yeah, that'll be next week, Thursday, March 19th at 7 o'clock, presented with the U of M Center for Japanese Studies. And this will be free and open to the public. A shady music mogul brings together two wannabe stars, punk rock rebel Khan and new wave crooner Shingo, and transforms them into the Stardust Brothers, a girl-friendly, silver jumpsuited synth pop sensation, along with their number one fan who herself dreams of a music career. The duo rockets to stardom.
Huh. Yeah. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. I was surprised in the 1970s at the popularity of ABBA, and equally as shocked when the film Mamma Mia became that popular, but it's coming back.
Yeah, Mamma Mia, the 2008 film, will play also next week, Thursday, March 19th at 7:30, and this is part of our cozy craft club. So you can bring your knitting, a coloring book, crochet, embroidery, or any project, and we will be screaming the film Mamma Mia with the house lights on, so that you can work on your craft while watching the movie and getting to know some new friends.
And a lot of films continuing as well, including the Oscar-nominated short films.
Yeah, those are playing at the Michigan, all three categories: animated, live action, and documentary. And at the state, you can still catch Surratt, The Bride, Pillion, and epic Elvis Presley in concert.
For Nick Alderink, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti.